Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2958.
Who do you aspire to be?
An engineer, particularly an electrical engineer. I want to work with robotics and programming robots. And I picked this field because I stumbled across it going to a field trip in a local space program in the state. And it was cool. All the hotels and meals are all paid for that weekend, and I learned some of the field that the people that are working in there. And this is one of the field that you get to work with people from all across the globe if you go on and work for a space program somewhere, public or privately or government.
Yeah. Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider a role model? If so, what attributes led to your selection?
I live much of my life with my mother. And I think she would have to be the one. And what I got from her is being ambitious. She came from another country to here without speaking a word of English, just like me. And now she's got, she started off going to a community college and then transferred to a 4-year university. And now she's got 2 degrees, one in molecular biology and the other one in psychology, 2 weeks, one or 2 weeks apart. So I went to her graduation twice that month.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile would have a good picture of the kind of person you are? If not, what would you add to accurately describe yourself?
I can't think of anything to add at the moment, because when I fill out these questions on the profiles, I fill them out as the best to my knowledge, or if it asks for my opinion, that's what it's gonna get.
How would you describe your personality?
I'm typically quiet at first. Especially when you just start out in school, in a class, I mean, before you get to know people. But once I'm forced to work with a certain group of people, like in my physics class, where it would be like four or five people, then I would be the one coordinating whose job it is to do what, and I'll coordinate some of the group studies that we do. I'll be talking a lot more at that point.
What lessons growing up did your parents teach you that have had a significant impact on your life?
I can't. Let me. If I have to think of anything, I would have to say treat people like how I want to be treated. I mean, and another thing is just there's a certain degree to honesty. It's so great to be. It's great to be a person who's honest. But then there's a level of moderation, because there's certain information that you can put out that can destroy people rather than help. I think that has to do with constructive honesty. Is the word? Yeah.
What do you like to do when you are spending time with your family?
Barbecue. That's the one thing I want to do. I mean, because we don't get to do a lot since my mother and I, we run our own business, and we're constantly on the run of servicing our customers. It's always one customer after the next, always one client after the next one, and it's hard to find time to take a day off. Because of the economy the way it is, we constantly gotta keep working to sustain our family business. So if I have time to do something fun with the family, yeah, I'll just have a barbecue and watch TV and relax. And we don't particularly go anywhere. I mean, it's not that we don't have a life. It's just that we don't have the time. And if we have the time, we kind of don't have the energy to go anywhere far or spend money. We just want to have a something at home, a party at home, or something like that. Yeah.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Ambition. But also, having ambition is good. You need to also have to have a determination to carry out your wishes. You can have someone who dreams and dreams and dreams, but if they're not putting out the effort to go the distance, then they're really gonna be the dreamer of this world. They're not gonna go anywhere. So I think having ambitions and determination is the most important quality.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like the least?
I'm a very autistic person. I'm very detail oriented. I can create things, and I'm very creative when I'm making things. Like I'm doing woodwork, or I'm designing jewelry, or I'm actually making a drawn out 3D model of a mechanical machine that I'm thinking about building. And I'm great at math, so it comes down to what I want to build and how much budget I want to stay within. But then being so articulate is a dilemma for being, you know, so oriented, detail oriented, because you get down to the point where minor little detail bugs the heck out of you. So that's why I get stuck on sometimes. But I'll give an example. In school, I would never turn in my homework if one of my pages had a tear on it, and it bugs the heck out of me. So I would go and redo that whole page of homework and turn it in, because everything that I turn it into my teacher, my physics teacher, he always laughed at me, because like he was wondering, why are you so articulate? It's just the way I always been with my math teacher. I had a crazy math teacher who's always so articulate with how I write my equation and numbers. So what started it was actually a drafting course that I took. My teacher, it was a computer aided drafting class I took at the community college here, and we were so articulate that we had to go by certain common practices that drafters go by, and we draw everything by computer, so everything lines up right down to the millimeters or a thousand of it. So when we print out a drawing, it's precise. And after I take that class, I just start drawing everything in line and straight. I get too articulate. You used to see my calculus homework. Everything is shaded in 3D. All the odd shapes that I had to calculate volumes for, they're all shaded in 3D. You can literally visualize the calculation that I'm doing, because I draw every little things out. Yeah.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
My favorite holiday would be probably Christmas, because that's when I get to go visit families at another town. My mom goes too. We go and our entire big, really, really, really big family get together in one house. It gets really crazy because all the kids are there too. And each one of my parents' sister and brother have at least 5 kids, and she has 3 or 4 siblings, and they're all married and have kids.
What type of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
Right now I'm reading a book by a professor from the University of New York. He's Dr. Michio Keiku. Physics, it is actually called Physics of the Impossible. And the title states exactly what the book is all about. He talked about astrophysics, quantum physics, certain things like time travel, invisibility, which is possible, by the way, according to Einstein. And he talked about, yeah, time travel, invisibility, and then certain dimensions that we live in. I think he's the only one that explained these quantum physics in words that I would understand, because I mean it's mind-boggling when I hear somebody start talking about astrophysics or quantum physics, because I know very little about it. But when I read this book, it makes a lot more sense. Yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've been told once that I resembled, I think Jackie Chan, but I think it's just a picture at a certain angle, at a certain lighting, and I think it's just because I was in martial art, I was studying Shaolin Do, Kung Fu, and I had my gi on, so had my belt on, so I look a little bigger than I really am. Because the gi, that's what the gi does to you, and when I put on this gi, I almost become a totally different person. You would see me a lot more serious than I am now, because I'm focused on what everybody's doing around me. I can easily get tested at any moment in time by one of my instructors, so I'm always watching out where my instructors are, and I'm focused on where people are and what they're carrying, what they're doing. So I talk even less, you know. I'm so quiet in school, but I look too serious in school. I have fun though, and I have a lot of fun learning.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why you enjoy them.
Free time, I like to research on certain motor parts. Motors. I tend to research on how to make things. Recently I was trying to figure out how to cast hard plastic for a robot project that I'm trying to build. And I found a company that has materials for you to cast hard plastic, like this little candy jar that's made out of plastic, and you can cast that by just, you know, building a wood frame, and then they have solution that you can put in to, and eventually it'll dry up just like glue and it become plastic. And that's something that's easy to make, and it's good in a sense that if you're gonna make a robot out of metal, it's gonna be a lot more expensive. So if you on the first model, the first module, you want to build something out of the cheapest material possible. So I figure plastic would be the way to go. Or if I must go metal for durability, I would choose aluminum. So those are the things I do on a free time. I go on sites like how stuff is made, or actually howstuffworks.com, and it tells you a lot on how to create or make things, or how things work in order to replicate. Yeah.
What is your definition of success?
Success comes in a moderation combination of how happy you are with your current stage of financial status, power, and education level. Like in my family, all my mom's siblings, my uncles and my aunts, they're all doctors and engineers. They're dentists, they're car engineer, there's a family surgeon. And so if I need a heart, I'm all covered, I'm good. Not really, because we're in short of hearts. But it's nice, because if I ever need my teeth cleaned, I just visit the family and have my teeth taken care of. So that's a nice part.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
my first experience, I came to the U.S. for the first time. I was brought to the U.S. right after my parents' divorce. And the first experience getting here was lost. It feels almost like lost world. You don't speak any English. You don't know where to find a bathroom. And you go to the bathroom. You're not sure you went to the women's bathroom or the men's bathroom. That's exactly what happened to me in middle school. It wasn't until I went in that's when I realized, well, okay, nobody was in there. And everybody was in class, so good thing I jumped right out of there. But you get picked on in school, especially if you don't speak English. I mean, other kids, I remember other kids in middle school, they get picked on too if they weren't speaking in English or they were from somewhere, a foreign country. And in the media, they talk about how kids bully each other in high school. It actually starts earlier than that. It probably starts way when they start yapping, when they start talking. I'm talking maybe even third grade. That's when kids start bullying each other. You just get picked on because you don't speak English. They assume that you're you don't have the brain power, or you're just not capable, or you're at a certain lower stage of life. But look at me now. I walk into a calculus class and nobody speak a word. I walk into an engineering class and I don't see any of those people. So it's working out just fine. Yeah.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Chess. I love to play chess. I don't play a whole lot anymore ever since I started college. Last time I played must have been like 3 years ago when I played with my high school best friend. We sit in this chessboard for 3 hours and then end up with a tie because we had two kings facing each other. So there was no way. Chess would be my favorite because it really taught me to coordinate several things at once. And
how do you deal with stress?
My gosh, I do have a lot of stress from from going to school and having a family that owns their own business, running that, and doing stuff for the family, and making tables. How do I deal with stress? I think. Doing stuff I'm doing right now, like building this table for my mom out of wood, and doing crafty things, making things is how I deal with it. But then the other thing dealing with stress was taking that martial art class. You get to punch bags, kick bags, and I think that's a whole lot healthier than beating a tree. Yeah, some people beat trees. Poor tree. Yeah.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, there were two things I wanted to be. I wanted to be either an astronaut or a ice skate figure skating. I watched a lot of tennis when I was little as well. My parents started me tennis lessons and piano lessons. So I wanted to be a musician and a professional tennis player, and I chased that professional tennis player dream until the end of high school, because I figured there's more I can do.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
The one reason I went in here is to help me with to try to help myself out with the college money, because it's different for every major. When you're in college for an engineering field, in my field, electrical engineering, and you try to do full time in order to get financial aid, and I'm so busy to pick up a job. like even a part-time job that works me for 15 hours a week. By the way, even 15 hours alone takes so much out of my time for homework, studying. Now, if I didn't have that job and had I stay in school all the time without working at all, I probably would have graduated by now. So that's what I'm doing now. I don't work any more jobs. I try to make money several different ways to get me through school. Yeah, because my mom doesn't really help me out with school other than letting me stay in her roof, which is really nice. I don't have to pay rent.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2958.